The reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, the nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The word of the Lord. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we did have a shoot of our own emerging from our own stump, or even among our community or wider province or a state or area? It would be exciting and uplifting. Maybe we should just look around and see if we can find some shoots, perhaps some in our own life, or notice the ones in other people. Look, we could look for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel and power, inspiration from God, judging with integrity and not by appearances nor by hearsay. In today's passage, Isaiah is voicing his people's longing for the promised one, the Messiah. He does this poetically and dramatically. Now in our own New Testament times, we name Jesus Christ as the Messiah. He fits Isaiah's description perfectly. The Messiah has come. We're no longer waiting. It's so easy for us to think that Isaiah's passage has been fulfilled and forget that it's up to us to keep on fulfilling it in our own place, in our own day. We're baptized into Jesus Christ, committed to his teaching, challenged to become one with the Spirit of God. At this time of year, the commercial world keeps on at us to spend more. More food, more parties, more lights, more decorations, more glamour. And of course, we do whatever we can to celebrate the birth of Jesus within the family, the parish, wider areas. But perhaps Isaiah is challenging us to also decorate ourselves with uprightness as a belt around the waist, and constancy, a belt around the hips, along with the Santa hat, of course. You can probably think of many people, past and present, who have inspired us by their wisdom, courage, and ingenious thought for others. They stand out like a new shoot from the stump of the ordinary. They make us proud and give us joy and inspiration. A relatively recent example was Dorothy Day, an enigmatic character who died this day 36 years ago. She understood well that if the idyllic harmony of the wolf and the lamb lying down together and being led by a child, if this is to be achieved in our own local area or in our global society today, then all people must have enough, or at least a fair share. She worked hard for this, for others, and endeavored to see the face of Jesus Christ in everyone she met.